Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution.
Come on. revolution going on. You want to be part of what God is doing. And what he's doing is allowing his body to come together as one. He's always wanted oneness. And that's what's going on. And it's through this revolution that is happening. But it's through the revelation of the Word of God. It's a mystery to those that outside of the body of Christ. It's a mystery. But to those that are part of Christ, hey, you God's friend. You know what he know. Hallelujah. God will not withhold no good thing from you. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly are happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask you back to share, and she'll give us a word of prayer, and we're going to get right into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all the listeners. Thank you for that selection, Pastor Beasley, and praise the Lord. In 2 Timothy 1:7-9, in the King James, it reads as follows: For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, not of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen. And I love that scripture. That was a scripture that's been in my spirit that I wanted to share. And it also... it's in Christ Jesus, so we're in Christ, and we're supposed to all be in one faith, one baptism, one love, one resurrection, and moving in one direction under one God. Yes. So I want to pray for those who are listening, those who are asking us to remember them in prayer. I want to pray for those who are struggling, those who are sick, those who are afflicted, those who are studying, and those who are bereaved. I want to pray for both pastors that they continue to have an open heart and open mind so that the Holy Spirit can come in where he already abides and guides them and gives them the word to guide us as we go through this journey of life that God has already preordained for us. I want to pray for my father today. He's 89 years old. I thank God for another birthday for him. And I also want to pray that God will continue to open up my mind and my heart and my spirit as I go forth on a daily basis so that he can also come into me where he already abides and guides my tongue, my thoughts, my actions, and my behavior, and all that he would want me to be for the greater good. Bind up anything that will come in between this broadcast that will get this word out. In the blood of Jesus. And I bind up anything that will interrupt the thought process of anybody who's trying to come and mimic Christ. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. We're talking about biblical unity. And for those that don't know it, you're living in biblical time right now. It simply means Bible time. You're living in Bible time right now. Over in John 14, remember Jesus promised, I think around the 20th verse, he promised he would come and he would make our board with us, just like he did with them. We're living in biblical times. You just have to know that. I'm going to ask, hallelujah. and I have it today. Y'all excuse me for a minute. Okay. In John 14, I'm going to start with the 20th verse.
Okay, the King James will read.
Go ahead.
Okay, Pastor. And the King James will read as follows. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Amen.
Amen.
That
amen.
Have my commandments and keep them is he that loved me, and he that loved me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. I just want you to know, brothers and sisters, Christ will manifest himself to you today.
Yeah.
He will. I'm asking the pastor to read 20:21 out of Messenger Bible, please.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. From the Message Bible, at that moment, you will know absolutely that I'm in my Father, and you're in me, and I'm in you. The person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and make myself plain to him. Amen.
Amen.
See, that happens on this side. It don't happen on the other side. Christ
Amen.
Is going to make himself plain to you right now.
Thank
That's
you,
right.
Lord.
You got to understand that you're in his presence. That's what I was sharing a little bit yesterday. So, sister, you got to start seeing yourself in his presence. So when you're in the Word of God, don't allow sin to destroy that image of who God is. God is a living Word. That's who he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have
Amen.
The same purpose as Christ has. Why? Because we're one. See, when you're in Christ, that makes you one. That's the only way this is going to ever work for oneness, is that we have to be in Christ, not in religion, Amen. Not in a denomination, but in Christ.
Amen.
You shut the door to everything else. This is how biblical unity is started. The Bible says in Galatians 3:26-29, ye are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Your faith
Amen.
Has to be in Christ, man.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, when you put faith in Christ, that's the Spirit, then you're becoming mm-hmm. one. And Jesus said, we're going to come back and visit you.
All right,
yeah.
Now.
It's just one Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 12:12-14, it's real plain there. Well, matter of fact, if you'll read that evangelist, Sharon, 1 Corinthians 12, the 12th chapter, the 12th verse through the 14th verse.
First Corinthians 12th chapter. 14th verse reads in King James as follows.
No, 12th verse through the 14th verse.
Praise God. That's why I announced. I want to make sure I was correct. Thank you, Pastor. It reads as follows. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. From the Message Bible. You can easily enough see how this kind of thing works by looking no further than your own body. Your body has many parts, limbs, organs, cells. But no matter how many parts you can name, you're still one body. It's exactly the same with Christ. By means of his one spirit, we all said goodbye to our partial and piecemeal lives. We each used to independently call our own shot. But then we entered into a large and integrated life in which he has the final say in everything. This is what we proclaim in word and action when we were baptized. Each of us is now a part of his resurrection body, refreshed and sustained at one fountain, his spirit. We all come to drink. The old label we once used to identify ourselves, labels like Jew or Greek, slave or free, are no longer useful. We need something larger, more comprehensive. I want you to think about how all this makes you more significant, not less. A body isn't just a single part blown up into something huge. It's all the different but similar parts arranged and functioning together. Amen.
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 And so when you go back to Ephesians 4, you're going to understand that he gave these gifts. Apostle, that's a gift. So like any other gift, it's not yours if you receive it. Prophet is not a gift. It's a gift. It's not yours if you receive it. Evangelist is a gift.
Yeah.
And some pastor, that's a gift. Pastor, spirit is a gift. Teachers is a gift. This is what it takes to be like Christ. Now, let me say this one more time, because it's important that we understand. Brothers and sisters, it's time that we be mature in this. It's time out for playing church.
Come on now.
You become mature because you have his mind. Now, you can do the same thing that Christ did. As long as you operate in Christ, that's the realm you have to operate in. If you are not there, then you need to start ministering to others till they become a perfect man to the measures of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer, the Bible says, be tossed to and fro and carried about with all kinds of doctrine. Now, what God wants us to do is just have faith in Christ, the same faith. What that is the word of God. That's what faith is. Faith. So whenever you're talking faith, you should be talking the word of God. We should minister to people like Christ did. Matter of fact, I read this. God gave us his glory so we can be just like him. We're to operate in God's glory. That's now. And it's glorious gospel. I read that over in 2 Corinthians 4. We're preaching a glorious gospel. Why? Because that's what we live in. We live in the glory of God. We're in his presence every day, not just on Sunday. If you are a Sunday worshiper, praise God. But brother and sister, I'm telling you, you missing out, man.
Paul said
in Colossians 1:27, he said, to whom would make known is the riches of his glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, see, Christ in you is the hope of glory. The only hope that the people, your brothers and sisters, this ain't for everybody. This is for the body of Christ.
Amen.
Those that have been crucified with Christ and been resurrected with Christ and living a resurrected life now, they're part of this first resurrection.
Yes.
We're living
Hallelujah.
In the first resurrection. The Bible says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory, in this glory, not somewhere over above your head, but in glory now. That's why that's why it's so important you have to get in Christ, and when he appears to you in the spirit, you're going to be able to minister and help with the body of Christ. That's our job. We're servants. Man, I wish I had time just to get in there and show you. We're servants, man. Servant, a servant is one of the greatest things ever. To be able to be a servant. That's what Christ was. Christ was a servant. And we serve the body of Christ. We don't serve no organization. We don't serve no denomination. We serve the body of Christ. So wherever you are at, doesn't matter, wherever you are, if someone cross your path, then you have the right to minister to them. Be it operate as an apostle, as a prophet, as an evangelist, or as a pastor. See, all of these gifts is in Christ. So by you being in Christ, you get the opportunity to serve in those capacities. I know there's probably people who are different with me, and I don't have a problem with that, because I understand they don't have revelation knowledge. They don't get it. They don't get that. I mean, because they think being an apostle is a man, or a woman or a person, and it's not. It's the spirit. Just like they think pastor is somebody who over a church. You're not over the church, man.
All right.
This is a gift, bless God. That's why the body of Christ is suffering right now. Violence is taking it by force. It's suffering. That's what the Bible said. The kingdom of heaven is suffering. And the reason it's suffering, because of violence, because of what the enemy is trying to take over the children's job as Christians. We're supposed to be helping Christ do this work.
I
shared this with somebody the other day. They got upset because I told them, we're working with God. They laughed and said, oh, you don't need to work with God. See, they don't know scripture. The Bible said, we'll work together. What that means, see? This brother, God wants you in his glory, okay? I can tell you that. He wants you in his glory. All the promises, all the promises is in the glory of God, where Christ is. And I know we're to give glory unto God, praises and all. I get all of that. I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about the glory that Moses couldn't even deal with. Moses would have loved to just operate there. When he came off the mountain, the children of Israel saw him, and the continent, which the glory was, man, it was so awesome. Now, can you imagine when you're out there ministering to somebody and another Christian or another brother or sister, and you edifying them, the glory of God is going to begin to shine through.
Yeah.
And there is a, I'm telling you, the ministration of the righteousness that exceeds the glory of God. Even with your own self, you won't be able to understand it. And it shall be revealed from glory to glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The scripture said that we are all as open faith, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you, it's being revealed, not to everybody, but for those that are in glory, operating in the glory of God, where God wants us at.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Where you want to say, that's where he's operating at.
Hallelujah.
The message is to a glorious church. That's what Christ did. That's what he's doing. He's operating in a glorious church so he can present it to himself. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to present to himself a glorious church, not any kind of church, not a denominational church, not a religious church, but a body that he orchestrated, a church that he put the ingredients in.
Come on now.
A church that he puts the rules in, not the deacon. A church that he governs, not the usher board or none of that stuff, man. The Spirit of God controls the body of Christ.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I wanted you all to, in 2 Corinthians 8:23, will you read that for me? 2 Corinthians 8:23.
Yes. In 2 Corinthians 8:23, it reads as follows in the King James. Whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you, or our brethren be inquired of, they are the messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Friend, the message Bible, I don't need to say anything further about Titus. We've been close associates in this work of serving you for a long time. The brothers who travel with him are delegates from churches, a real credit to Christ. Amen, amen.
Amen.
I understand, brothers and sisters, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us acceptable in the beloved. See, when you really think about this thing, man, God wants us to enjoy this glory.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God wants us to be the praise of his glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Which is in Christ, who trusted first in Christ. You got to start putting trust in Christ like you put trust in Jesus.
All right.
Some folks just put so much trust in Jesus, they get a mat and put it on the wall. They get a cross with Jesus on it. Well, I want to tell you, he's not on the cross, and he's not on some mat that posted up at some Lord's Supper. He's not with the fellows anymore, brothers and sisters. That's old news. The new news is he's seated at the right-hand side of the Father in glory.
Yeah.
That's where he is.
Yeah.
Put together a glorious church, Ephesians 5:27. And we're supposed to be doing the same thing, working to put the body of Christ in a position so that Christ can say, okay, this is my glorious church. Because everybody know Christ coming back. Everybody know that. I think some of the worst people in the world know that. They'll tell you that. But what they don't have, they have not been given from the Father the glory of the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's what they haven't been given. See, Satan knows scripture, but he don't have the revelation of the scripture. He don't have the knowledge of it.
Say that.
Yeah. And God wants us to enjoy that. Take back the kingdom of God. Take back the kingdom of heaven. And it's your legal right, because the Bible says we have citizenship in heaven.
Yeah.
I read that. Our citizenship is in heaven. So we just visiting here doing God's work. That's what our spirit man is doing now. We're just doing God's work. We're just doing God's will. We're going to leave it there, and we'll do the review on Sunday. Anybody have any questions or anything, please.